This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But yeah, if you're going to put your money somewhere, put it in Dogecoin.
That's like, you shouldn't be giving financial advice.
What's that? I actually have fucking had it, Marika, with these quips, right? And I've actually fucking had it, Danny, Amir, Marty, Johnny, Angie, with you not selling ads on this show for things like quip. So I've had it with Marika's quips, and I've had it with not having quip money that I could invest in Doge, Ferris.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but sacks. One time, no thought. April in Ferris. Chestnuts and brown ass. Editing tables over his knees. April in Ferris.
Huh.
You're inside Ferris. No one can ever. Ferris.
Yeah.
Amir's face is an utter look of contempt, I would say.
You hired what? Me. Like,
what? Imagine if that was your interview. Like, here's a good song, and then also I'm gonna sing worse over it. Like, don't present the art if you're actively ruining it while it's happening.
I couldn't
Let
find
us enjoy
an instrumental.
The song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the instrumental is its own art.
April in Paris. Okay.
April in Paris.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now he's in.
I want to be flattered, but at the same time, the lyrics are sort of upsetting, right? Like, I don't even want to look into that too much.
Do you want me to speak the lyrics and then we'll kind of?
I think that's worse, right? Because like you're just saying April in Ferris. And then I'm like, let's.
I thought you would like the line editing tables over his knees.
Mm, that's really good.
Yeah, that one gave me pause, I would say.
How so?
Felt like it was like he's scolding the editing tables. Also, I don't really know what an editing table is.
No, it's so. So he's at like his desk, basically. So he's like, he's mm-hmm. editing a podcast. And
so the desk is sitting over his knees like a desk would do, not like a weird, like he's giving it a spanking type thing.
No, he's, yeah. So he's sort of, yeah, punishing.
Got it. All right.
Adobe Suite. I was really proud of that. I thought that we were going to wax about that for almost half the episode. So if you guys didn't
we
like that, you're
you
not going to
a lot of time.
You thought we were going to talk about what? You playing the song, you singing
well,
over
so
it.
So you're literally penetrating Ferris in the spring.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into the interpretation of April and like who is April? I don't like.
Oh, that's good.
I don't like this.
Yeah, who?
I shouldn't have personified April. Just
no,
now.
I actually love this.
No, it's like he didn't want to talk
yeah.
about that.
Parks and Recreation. What's her name?
Ludgate.
April Ludgate.
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza. So Aubrey Plaza is for lack of a better term, pegging Monchi.
You don't have to say it.
In you a don't way, have to in say the it. Spring.
If so, you lack a better term, just so don't early say for the word.
Cherries go are to in the, blossom.
Go
April
to the first
is in Ferris.
Segment. Yeah, nice. Got it. Done. Next. Sacks or whatever it takes to get the fuck out of here.
Ferris, I'm so sorry. What happened was earlier today I was listening to Billie Holiday. April in Paris came up. I go to write the episode. Who else is on the episode but Marika, who reminds me of Ferris in a way. And that rhymes with April in Paris.
Fine.
This is...
That makes sense.
The best start to an episode I've ever had, and you guys are butchering it live on air. Ferris, it has been a while. We were just talking about this off air since you've been on the show. People have been clamoring for you to get back on the Discord. What has happened in your life from October to now? Long time.
Happy to be back. I've missed this. we're off to a rough start. We're off to a rough start, but I'm glad to be back. Since like October, I guess, I'm not in LA anymore. I'm sort of taking a break from, you know, the epicenter of the pandemic for a little bit.
Yeah.
Got out while I could. I'm with family right now up in the Bay Area, much worse internet. So if I come in and out tonight, you know, just, call me April.
In Ferris. Yeah.
Is that a whiskey? What did you just pour? We should say that it is Friday night.
It is. And I do want to just say it's water, but you know, I feel like we're
fingers of water.
Exactly. It's straight gin.
There was a time actually I was in go with me for a second, Marika. I was at Umami Burger, right? And what's that?
She didn't say anything.
It's not where I thought that was going, but continue.
And this waiter, I mean, he must have been some kind of actor or something. Kind of crazy.
Stop rubbing your shoulder. Like, I know it's not like a...
No, you it's keep just like rubbing your after the week.
Yeah,
you know?
Not really. Not really. It's not like you're a pitcher. Just stop rubbing yourself. Talk.
Jeff is hanging from his coat rack with one hand like he's on a subway.
You use your arms for various shit. Like, I'm fucking browsing the web, getting tired in a way.
It shouldn't hurt your shoulders.
So I'm at Umami Burger, right? And my waiter turns out to be, of all things, an actor. Or at least that's what it seemed to me to be, because I was having water and... He comes over with the fucking jug, the pitcher of this shit, right? And he stops himself though, right? He's about to pour this agua for me. And he's like, about to pour it, and then he stops himself. Oh, this is straight gin, right? Whole place is cracking up, Amir. I mean, he couldn't get enough of this shit, man. This guy must have been like, honestly, some kind of performer is the only explanation.
He said straight gin, or you did?
He was about to pour water into my water glass. This was at Umami Burger. And he stops himself, and he's like, this is straight gin, right? Whole place was up in arms. Like, we couldn't get enough of this guy. I swear to God, Ferris, this guy must have been, like, an actor or something.
Sorry, he said, this is, like, he was asking you what was in the picture he was serving?
What's
or
that?
You said, is that straight? It's like he didn't know what was in the mug,
no,
the container,
he was
the jug?
He was acting, basically.
Who said the joke?
The fucking waiter. He like,
are you fishing for us to ask you who this actor was? Like, why?
This guy was Drew fucking Tarver, Ferris.
There we go. It comes out.
No, he was pouring the water. Amir, just listen intently, because then you might have a better
I
time.
I heard everything twice, maybe thrice. This guy poured a fucking jug of water and said, this is gin, right? Which is really weird to say. Like, he's asking you what's in the jug. What is it? The pitcher, right? He had a pitcher of ice water.
I don't want to make this episode about me, right? So we can talk about other shit. Here we go. Marika takes the reins. Yet again.
Okay.
She's not prepared this time based on her reaction.
I'm not,
before she
I'm
was
not
really
prepared
proud.
This time.
Yeah. What'd you say?
But I haven't seen a mirror in a while. And I need someone to explain the stock market to me. So I feel like now's a good time.
12 minutes.
12 minutes.
for Marika to take the rain. Or yeah, that was a mistake. He's adjusting it to 1 minute.
1 minute. Give us the 1 minute elevator pitch about this Wall Street Bets scenario.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there's these hedge funds, these billionaires who are always playing Wall Street, right? They're constantly betting for or against stocks. So one of the bets that they made was GameStop is going to go down. And for every dollar it goes down, we're going to make $10 million. And so these Redditor bros were like, but if it goes up a dollar, they'll lose $10 million. So why don't we just keep buying this stock, make it go up $100, and then they'll be down billions of dollars. And then once GameStop went up from 10 to 100, more people started talking about it. And they're like, yeah, I'm on board. Not only can I stick it to Wall Street, I'll buy the stock and make profit. I'll sell it when it goes up. Now it's all the way in the 300s, and it seems like there's no signs of slowing down, even though the app they were using to buy the stock basically cut people off. They were like, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And then everyone got mad at the app Robinhood for allowing it to happen suing them. And stopping them.
That makes sense. I still don't get the betting against stocks part, the fundamental part of it, but I understand it theoretically. I just don't know how it happens.
Yeah. It's been explained to me as like borrowing a stock, and then it's the equivalent of like, I'll give you $100 for that microphone. Okay. And then I take the microphone from you and I sell it. Then the microphone is now worth $80. I'm like, okay, great. Give me $100 for this microphone and I'll give it back to you. And I'll pocket the difference, this $20 difference. So you get your microphone back. Somebody paid $80 for it. And then I get the $20 extra. Yeah. I don't know why or how that's possible, but it is.
Well, thank you. That was very helpful.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want to make or lose money.
You guys think it's too late to get in on the GameStop thing?
This is you in 2029.
Are we dipping our toes in, or we think it's too late?
To that end, I've been trying to invest in Dogecoin.
Why?
What's that?
Why?
Because Robinhood made this kind of skeezy move to restrict people from buying more GameStop and more AMC. People were like, okay, well, let's do something that, you know, they can't do that for. So people are turning towards Dogecoin, which is like probably a hybrid between what people think the next Bitcoin will be and also what the next GameStop will be. And so they're like, oh, we have power here. Like if we all buy in on a stock, we can like, you know, make it worth more because people want it. Let's do that with crypto, which is like less regulated and won't get shut down. And they're like, which one should we do? Let's do Dogecoin because it's cheap right now. So anybody can get in. And it's kind of a joke. It's just literally a coin with a dog on it and it's digital.
It was kind of born as a joke, is what I understand.
Yeah.
Is that it, like, but there is some sort of substance to it at the same time, which makes it like funny and a good investment.
Yeah, because like this whole thing is made up. Like it's, I mean, Amir was saying it's theoretical. The entire stock market is theoretical. So Dogecoin is kind of flipping that on its head, where it's like, let's just buy a file and it's a dog of it. And that's cash to us. And it's working. So, but yeah, if you're going to put your money somewhere, put it in Dogecoin.
Like you shouldn't be giving financial advice.
What's that? I actually have fucking had it, Marika, with these quips, right? And I've actually fucking had it, Danny, Amir, Marty, Johnny, Angie, with you not selling ads on this show for things like quip. So I've had it with Marika's quips, and I've had it with not having quip money that I could invest in Doge, Ferris.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but Sachs. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I'm sorry, but sex.
Yeah, you really positioned yourself. You like sat 2 feet back for that. And I appreciate that. That's no, going to be
I'm sorry,
easier
guys,
on me.
Those will be good levels.
I didn't mean to, yeah. Amir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you out like that, Danny. That you know, I didn't mean that. You don't even sell ads for the company, so
neither
that's
does
like,
Amir.
Yeah, Amir. I had the whole thing. I was just in the wrong. So,
yeah.
To everybody, to Marty, to Angie, to Amir, to Danny. I'm sorry, and to Marika, I'm sorry. Ferris, I'm sorry you had to see me like that because I'm usually pretty chill.
No, you're not,
especially on this show. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. It's been a hard year, you know?
Yeah, it has. You're not making it easier on anyone. You kind of suck.
What?
You're making it, yeah. I'm saying you suck. You're making everything worse.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just, what's the next fucking segment?
This segment, if you want to call it that, has just been whack. So we're supposed to be having a good time talking about various shit. Ferris, what else is new in the past 2 months? Update the people with what you're working on. Any music projects? Any
gosh, musically, I've been having a good time on the HeadGum Discord today.
Yeah,
checking out.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, there was some hesitation about this thing getting out there. Okay, let's be transparent here. Yeah, what do you say, Jeff? We needed to pad out the episode to get to 40 minutes because we've had some retaliation. We've had some upset over, you know, sometimes an episode would come in 35 minutes, 32 minutes, and they were getting shorter and shorter for a moment there. And so we're like really defensive about that now. We don't want to give anyone any room to get upset there. So Jeff came to me and said, hey, can you write, or no, you didn't even say, can you write anything? You just said, can you make one of the sax points like 5 or 10 minutes long this time? And I thought about it for all of 5 seconds and said, absolutely, I got you, bro. And
the sax, which is like just like a musical interlude, just like with 3 days notice, you're like, by the way, Ferris, can you write a 10-minute musical for this podcast that's 34 minutes long instead of 44?
And I was, you know, I was super hesitant to like just loop the queue for 5 or 10 minutes that almost felt, I didn't want to like smack listeners and like, I didn't want to slap them in the face. I wanted to smack them upside the head more like with like something kind of special. I wish I had like a lot more time to work on it, but it's just something I kind of put together and I had a lot of fun doing it. It was like, you know, it was like 9:30 PM. My dad walks in and he's like, what are you doing? And he sees me like hunched over my keyboard sampler. Just like going, what?
Yeah, I totally had like an image of you just like in a dark room, like with a bunch of light up things, just like pushing a bunch of buttons, vibing, like eyes closed, you feeling it.
Absolutely nailed it. That's very close to the image that was in this room last night.
It comes across beautifully, I think.
This is Marika on the sax. Like every sax sound that you hear in this track is Marika. She's been sampled and like chopped to bits, and like I put her into the sampler and turned her into that really long theme song melody that you've been playing recently for like whatever is the second game show of the episode to like differentiate from the other like classic big band one that we have. You know, it's the other one.
I love having Ferris on the show because he is more involved in it than I am, and everyone else is like has their toe in the water and they don't even want to because it's freezing. The water's never fine on the show.
It's always cold. Yeah.
But what I was gonna say was that you've also been promoted at the network to full time, not a mainstay, if not part of the executive suite.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure the second part is accurate, but I am full time now. I am officially part of the team, and in fact, as soon as I found out that I won't get paid extra to be on this show, I decided it was a good time to hop on.
Okay.
So happy to be here.
To do it out of the, love in your heart.
Out of your own.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, there it is.
Welcome to Short Squeeze or Jort Squeeze. Welcome to Short Squeeze or Jort Squeeze.
Oh.
Speaking of the stonks market, it's been a historic week, Brownlee, and we'll A, have never seen this before, and B, we'll never see it again, I think. GameStop, AMC, Bed Bath & Beyond, right? Dogecoin, obviously. I'm not getting enough of a reaction from you guys, especially
what we already talked checking. About this.
You're just talking.
It's emails or something. I'm going to list things, and you guys tell me whether it's a short squeeze or a jort squeeze. And just to clarify, a short squeeze is what Amir was describing, which is a hedge fund invests in a stock, or shorts a stock, rather, assuming it'll fail, and then it doesn't. It's just that they short it. It's the long form of short.
we need the other definition.
You need an official definition?
No, the jort squeeze one.
Yeah.
Okay. Jort squeeze is when you shove your fat ass into a pair of denim shorts. So it's basically like, The jorts are maybe one size too small, so you could squeeze into them.
Don't worry about the details of the jorts. One is like a financial event.
Finance.
The other one
doesn't
is pants.
Always make sense to people. Yeah. So I want to make sure people understand the jort squeeze.
All right, so Amir, let's hear the first one.
What's your waist size? Let's start there.
I'm a 31.
Okay, so imagine you get like a 28 jorts, and
right, I know what the fucking jort squeeze.
You
is.
Could make it. Right? It's just not going to be comfortable one, so you're going to have to squeeze into that.
Continue. What is the, what's the first one? Is it like hyper-specific about
the short squeeze?
No, I know. I want to know what the first, when you say this or this, let's hear what the first one up, and then we'll decide.
Because of the historic week that we've had financially, this is fucking, this is high-risk poker, Amir. $1,000 for every right answer. $1,000 owed to me for every wrong answer.
I'd like to short you, if possible. I want to sort of bet against you. Like
my career,
I think I want to say, For every dollar you don't make,
I lose $10 million.
Yeah, something like that. All right,
let's hear it. GME, short squeeze or jort squeeze?
Short squeeze.
You owe me $1,000, Amir. That's GME, Jeff's Massive Eggs. So I'm basically trying to shove my sack into... Yeah, sorry.
No.
Finish the sentence, Megan. Is that what you're going to do?
I said don't. That was
these
the sentence.
Jorts in this scenario, Ferris, are so tight squeeze that basically they have me. They H-A-L-V-E my balls. So one testy is in the left knee and the other one is in the right squeeze. Amir's down a literal stack. Here we go. GameStop.
Wait, like, do you have big balls or like they, you have like an 80-year-old man's like swinging pendulum kind of thing going on?
Have you ever seen those like basically like swinging metal things that like really insecure incels put on their raised pickup trucks?
Oh yeah, the metal balls. Sure,
it's talking those, about, and I don't mean in size.
Truck
I mean
nuts.
In materials. Truck nuts.
Yeah. Doesn't literally have a name. I thought you were talking about the things that people put on their desk, where you like drop one ball and it like does a chain reaction to another one.
It's actually,
oh, those are kind of yeah.
That's also might be the case, Marika, because sometimes when I'm bored or busy,
no.
I'll take my right ball and drop it, and then it hits the left one, and it just kind of hits each other willy-nilly side, left, then right, left, then right. Ferris knows what I'm talking about. Here we go.
When you're bored or busy?
yeah, when I'm bored or busy. So I'll be in like a general, like a writing general meeting with like, I shouldn't even be there.
Onward.
And I'm like nervous, right? So I take my right testy, drop it, it hits the left one. Suddenly, there's a kinship somewhere because the exec is like, oh, I do that when I'm bored or busy. GameStop. Okay. Short squeeze or jort squeeze?
Short squeze.
Correct. Marika, you just won $1,000. That's like what? That's rent for a year, right? In New York?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, here we go. AMC. Short squeeze or jort squeeze?
I want the money. Short squeeze.
I'm so sorry to do this for you on your first time back of the new year, Ferris, but you owe me a literal G because AMC stands for American Man's. I don't even want to say this, but it really does. So basically,
you said it.
You wanted to say it, though.
Yeah, you wanted.
The jorts are small in such a way that you have to tuck. All right. Ferris is down $1,000. That's a thou.
So bad.
Amir's down a thou, and Marika's up a literal stack. Here we go. AMC Theaters.
Come on.
Short squeeze or jort squeeze?
Short squeeze.
Correct. Marika is cleaning house with this man. $2,000 to Marika.
2 years rent.
This is unbelievable.
2 years.
This is the most money we've ever played with on this game. Amir, are you there? Oh, no. The show must go on. Here we go. Volkswagen. Your guys' chances
Amir
of just...
is restarting his computer.
That's... Okay. Should we wait for him or what? Like... Let's just wait.
Sure.
I'm so sorry about this.
I mean, you can't win back his G if you just plow through the
That's
the
why
show.
I felt it was unfair to just plow through.
Right.
I mean, essentially... You both have paid me in a way.
Yeah, that was like kind of my money, right?
Yeah, sorry about that. I usually leave voluntarily, but today my computer took the initiative and literally restarted during the show.
Amir had Pyle like create a program for that. Like 20 minutes in when you after launching Zoom, anytime Jeff is involved in the Zoom call.
Yeah,
it shuts down 20
minutes. It's triggered by hearing what's that three times loudly. And then just sort of enough is enough.
All right. Volkswagen. We'll speed through this. Short squeeze or jort squeeze?
That's a jort squeeze. If
Ferris.
The car.
You're down two G's for that, dude.
Can I convince you otherwise?
Volkswagen was shorted successfully. In late 2010, early 2011, by a bunch of hedge funds, and then it was bought by Porsche.
Didn't know about that.
All right, what about Volkswagen?
Who's Volks?
there's no follow-up questions.
Yeah, I guess that's the George squeeze then, because it's like a guy, yeah, with
Amir
a huge ass.
Breaks even. Yeah, so my buddy Volks, he has a fat ass. Why Volks walks in the room and then his ass walks in 5 minutes later, right? And so he's trying to squeeze. Sorry, what's that?
I just said nice.
I'm trying to warm up again because you fucking interrupted the flow of this shit. This really is a yoga-esque exercise for me. I'm reaching a personal nirvana, the likes of which Ferris has never seen. All right, this has been... Short Squeeze or Jort Squeeze! The song cut out.
Sure really did.
You guys remember?
I hope she's listening.
Do you remember? All right, welcome to Biggest Vice. This is just a segment. It's not a game. Basically, we're going to go down the line. I'm going to list. You guys all say, at the end, we'll all say our biggest vices. But to start, I'm going to warm us up with some celebrities. All right, I'm going to name some celebrities. And we're going to guess what their biggest vice is. Because everybody needs a vice, right? I've always said this. I've always thought that everybody needs a vice, whether that's a grip or alcohol, you know, ideally not, because that is chemically addictive. But here we go. Amir.
That's the celebrity.
Like, what's my vice?
Amir's verified. Might as well start with him.
Yeah. I'm guessing somebody else's vice, or I'm telling you what my vice is.
We'll guess yours, and then we have him in the room, so he can confirm or deny. I think Amir's biggest vice is... I'm going to have to go sweets. I think...
What?
What's that?
What did you say? Sweets?
I'm going to have to go sweets, like, you know, Mars bars, candied, anything.
Iced coffee.
That sounds pretty good. Not pretty good. It's not a vice. Sorry, I don't mean to editorialize.
Caffeine and sugar. Those are two. Ferris?
I'm going to go with cigars.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I guess in order I would go caffeine one, sugars two.
Yeah.
Cigars I've never had. I smoke.
Just the smoke image turns of me a mirror.
Yeah. Or just
holding
a cigar. The idea of having smoke in my throat. I don't like that. So, like,
so you're not a fan
cigars.
Of jelly babies?
I never
babies?
Got into that. What's that?
When I said sweets, I didn't just mean like sugar. I meant like fucking candy and, you know, the United Kingdom.
I don't
so
like candy.
You don't like don't wine
like
gum?
No, I don't like gum. I don't chew gum.
It's not gum. It's like more like
chocolate.
Little jellies. You don't like Victory V?
No, I don't know what that is.
Are you just naming like British candy?
You've never had a Whisper?
I don't know what any of this stuff is. And I'm telling you, I don't like candy. Leave me alone. Moving on.
I'm not going to sit here and let you tell me that you're not a fan of Yorkie.
What's a Yorkie? Like a peppermint patty?
Arrow?
A-E-R-O. That one I do like. It's kind of like Kit Kat, right? It's like a wafery bar.
I knew it.
No, it's
all right,
like,
let's go Marika.
There's bubbles in it.
Oh, interesting. Oh, like a crunch.
Guessing mine?
Guessing Marika's. Here we go. Because you're kind of a celebrity. Because you're like, people know you on the Discord. People know you from this show.
Definitely not a celebrity.
I'm going to have to go decadent dinners. So like ordering in for a special occasion. And you sort of splurge monetarily. Sorry, don't interrupt. I didn't interrupt you, right? So
you probably did. But you've explained yourself and let other people weigh in. You actually... You said decadent dinners, and we sort of got it, and then you explained it, and then that should have been enough, and now I'm cutting you off. You spoke your piece. Video games.
Should I respond?
Let's get three, and then you can rank them.
I'm thinking.
All right.
I'm thinking. And I want to say cigarettes.
You want us all to smoke.
We're not cool enough for Ferris.
Energy drinks. You're so calm and composed, but I feel like there's an energy drink right on the side there somewhere. And you're just simmering on the inside. Just ready to go at a moment's notice.
I definitely was like the person that didn't successfully but tried to get into energy drinks in like high school. I feel like that was a thing that all the people that I thought were cool did.
Yeah.
Just like drinking Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't think any of those are really my vices. I guess like decadent dinner, whatever that means. I feel like I've just been ordering out all the time. Because I'm yeah, so that's I guess the top one, then video games. I don't drink energy drinks. I think my actual vices are probably like soda and candies, and then maybe like
to sweets,
theatery things or movies or whatever, if that counts, since Amir said video games.
Yeah, that's it. That counts.
You drink too much soda.
All right, Ferris. Ferris is kind of a celebrity because, you know, people talk about him on the Discord. He's on this show.
Yeah, that's what you said for a rake.
Also, weren't we supposed to do this about ourselves after we talked about celebrities? And you just
Ferris. Okay. I'm going to guess it's good whiskey. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll guess smoking, since he constantly guessed smoking for us. So it's like probably that.
Can I change my answer actually first?
Yeah.
I think it's Roundtree's fruit pastis.
What even?
It's a confectionery.
Okay, that's
yeah. That seems like it's for my guess. You left the tab open and you're sort of shifting it over. Roundy's fruit pastiche.
Yeah, not even just a sweet anymore, but like I'm gonna that say, one. It's that one.
I'm going to say like a nice clothing item, like buying a nice piece of clothing for yourself.
So kind of just to be clear, like a shopaholic, like someone who like likes to go shopping for new clothes.
Retail therapy.
Not necessarily a shopaholic, like someone that's willing to splurge on something they really want that they think is very nice. Not necessarily like you're every weekend hitting up the mall, but
yeah,
you like you're thoughtful about purchases and you're fine to make them if they're big.
Okay. Yeah.
You're thoughtful about purchases and you're fine to make them.
If they're there.
If they're there and what they might have to be for you at the mall in a hat.
Well, none of that is it. I would say
the fruit pastis.
Roundtree's fruit pastis.
I'm not a big sweets guy, actually. My most obvious one for sure is coffee. Like that's at this point it's a two times a day kind of thing. I can't do three as much as I want to do three. You know, that's how you know you're addicted.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to go for that third one, but it will do bad things to me and the people around me. So.
What's your cadence? What's your schedule? What's your coffee of drink? You wake up, take us through the sketch.
It's the first thing I do. I take these long morning walks, and to have a coffee in my hand is like paramount. It needs to be in my hand.
Hot.
I can skip the hot
black.
In the morning. Black. Yeah, black as well.
Are you drinking water right when you wake up? Like, I can't go coffee straight. Like, I need water. I feel so dehydrated in the morning. Do you go straight to hot black coffee?
I'll maybe take a swig or two of water.
Just a swig or two. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also that kind of person that needs, like, water by my bedside.
Yeah.
Do you guys also hate it when you wake up, like, parched in the middle of the night? And there's no water to speak of, and you'd have to go all the way to the kitchen to fix that. Anywho, yes, coffee right away, immediately before anything. So we're talking like 7 a.m. first coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I have coffee after like 2 p.m., it's going to be a bad night for Ferris. But, you know, that's how you know it's a vice, man. Like you need that. You need that thing, even with the negatives that are attached to it, like bad sleep forever.
All right. So just to recap, we have
yeah.
We did Amir. Amir's was coffee, you said?
Really, it's gambling, but nobody guessed that. So I would put coffee above the ones that were guessed.
Marika, yeah. It was soda / candy or sweets. Or just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ferris, it was coffee. Let's move on to some minor celebrities. Let's go, instead of Ferris, Anna Ferris.
What's her vice? Do we have that?
Yeah. I think it's divorce, right?
How many times?
Definitely not.
Once, but it's like, you can like.
I thought she liked it.
I think she loved it.
The divorce part of it.
Yeah. Not the reaction that I would have gotten if Jake were on the show. What about Mrs. Barris? My third grade teacher.
Who?
My third grade teacher, right. And the mother of my first agent, if you can believe it.
Your that first I agent not... was the mom of your third grade teacher?
My first agent was the son of my third grade teacher, Amir. And how's this for full circle, Monshi? I made a fucking sketch in third grade and forced her to screen it in front of everyone. 10 years later, I signed with Evan Miller. All right, just gonna keep going. Elvin Bale.
Oh my God. Listen to you. Listen to you.
What?
Listen to what you're saying. You want us to guess the vices of these celebrities. You explained who your fucking third grade teacher was for 2 minutes. We didn't say anything. You moved on to someone else. We don't know. So do you want us to play the game or do you want us to just fucking listen to you wax about random fucking people?
I think Mrs. Barris's vice was divorce. It might have to be. And she hasn't had one. And I'm not wishing that on her. But I'm saying... There's a world where she can't get enough of a divorce. At least separation. At the very least, separate beds, all right? With night...
This is just...
What?
Because you think there's a world... You think there's a world where she can't get enough of divorce? What world? We're talking about right now.
Do you guys
now.
Believe in the multiverse theory?
Oh my God.
Elvin Bale.
Who is that?
Who
He's
is
an
that?
English daredevil. I think his vice, honestly, is fear.
Is divorce.
Is okay. What?
Fear!
Nice.
All right. What about Edgar Dale?
Who?
Explain.
He's an American educationist who developed the learning pyramid.
Edgar Dale.
Edgar Dale. Guess what his vice was? Mansplaining. I really do think it was mansplaining. Because we don't need a pyramid to know how to learn. Right, Ferris?
This is someone who, by the way, died in 1985. We're talking about. This is the celebrity you're talking about. Edgar Dale, American educator.
Can we all agree
born
that
born in 1900.
No, it wasn't educator. What was the word that you
Educationist.
Said? Educationist.
Educationalist, yeah.
Let's be clear.
Okay, here we go. Do we all agree on Edgar Dale?
Before
sure.
What? Before
Who's
we
next?
Move on?
Yeah, before we move on to Wiley Vale. All
right, yeah.
So. Are you kidding me? Amir left. Wait, Amir, please come back. There's a big payoff for all of this. Wiley Vale.
Who is?
Yeah. please come back. I have to get your take on what Wiley Vale's vice was.
I think
it'll be worth it was. When you say he liked women.
I do think he was a little bit of a voyeur because he was an American endocrinologist who studied hormones. And it's like
endocrinologist.
Can we all agree that it was voyeurism? I'll move on fast because I know we want to get out of here at this point.
Yeah.
All right. What about voyeurism. Frankie Yale?
Okay. So that's the man that you brought up last time.
Yeah.
Was that the gangster?
Yeah.
You made some joke about Italian food last episode. So let's say like bad Italian food is his vice.
Well, it would probably be like shooting people.
I can't stop, man.
What about Zona Gale?
Yep.
Who?
Zona
now
Gale?
Just...
Again.
The American author
again, right
known best
back.
For pivotal works yep. such as Heart's Kindred.
This is the one you said is like hot too.
She kind of is. I mean, she has thin cankle energy to be sure because mm-hmm. she
That's
doesn't
right.
have cankles.
Should we
she
make
normal
a Zona
ankles.
Gale shirt?
Let's see. Zona Gale.
Is her likeness moment. Public domain?
Is whose likeness? Zona
no.
Gale?
Zona Gale!
Dude. No one's going to come after you.
What about
or us?
Jeff, Jeff, what? I'm looking at Zona. I found Zona Gale, Jeff.
She died in the 30s. She died in the 30s.
What about a shirt?
Piece of shit.
In order, it's,
you told me to come back.
You said she's hot, dude. This is like a dead old woman.
She's
what are you,
not dead in the photos.
I guess when she was younger, yeah, she was pretty.
All right, what about a shirt that's Elvin Bale, Edgar Dale, Wiley Vale, Frankie Yale, Zona Gale, and then our last celebrity who's Rachel Frayne?
Ah, yes.
Again, that's your friend.
Yeah. Imagine recording this show in the same room. We'd have to, like, we'd have to shove you. I think.
You leaving would
be,
just.
We'd be restricting
standing
Amir.
Up and leaving the room. Literally be walking the room. It's like when you finally decide you have enough, you're just like, all right, taking off
yeah.
your headphones.
To record the show, we need you to have, like, an announcer mic, kind of like Micah's, but better sound quality, that you're just walking around the studio holding. I mean, we've established this as a panel show.
Yeah.
So
for I think sure. Rachel Frayne's vice is High West whiskey because she lives in Salt Lake City.
Sure.
All right, plugs. Ferris, would you, anything you want to point the people to? Floor is yours to go.
Cool. Yeah.
So loud.
We have a few new shows coming out. Check out the Kelsey Ayer TV show on radio. That's a really cool one. Really talented guy. It's like comedy fiction. He does all the voices himself. He's a musician as well. He makes all the music in the show. Really cool stuff, very unique. Check out Hobby Hunter with Sydney Washington. Very funny. And I had the pleasure of doing the theme music for that show. That was a blast.
It's amazing. I've heard it.
And she's wonderful. I believe Amir is on an upcoming episode.
That's right.
Of Hobby Hunter. So check that out. Hobby Hunter is out now. Kelsey Ayer may be out by the time this recording comes out.
I think so.
Yeah, check that out.
Marika, plugs? Anything you want to point the people to?
Ditto to what Ferris said. Hobby Hunter and Kelsey Ayer TV show on radio. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Marika Elon and Letterboxd.
Same. Check it out. All the new shows. Headgum.com. Hobby Hunter, like you said. Keeping Records. And I'm sure there's a show for everybody. Just check. Go to Headgum.com. Follow us on social media. Best way to keep up to date.
And I'll plug my Instagram and Twitter at Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyard on Twitter, as well as I launched a vintage watch store online, and it's at Kirkwood.goods on Instagram, Kirkwoodgoods.com.
Have you sold one yet?
I've sold two. I sold
nice.
The cool. second most expensive one, and I sold the cheapest one. So
that's awesome.
And I'm especially going to have things that are in the sub $500 range, so that because A, they sell faster, so I have to rotate them around anyways, but I want to make sure that people who aren't into watches can get into them without breaking the bank. And I know for some people, $300, $400 is breaking the bank, but it's fine Swiss craftsmanship, Monchi. I don't know what else to say.
Same.
What was the thing we came up with last week? Oh, yeah. Catch you on the flip. Diesel?
Awful face.
Really?
Bad face to end on.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it in the edit, and I had no idea what
to do with it.
Face was behind it, but...
Who's Flip Diesel?
What's that?
Who's Flip Diesel?
Flip yeah, Diesel? Who's... That's Felicity Diesel, Vin's daughter.
Ah.
was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.